Kumja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Varadari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ramjana. Yamuna Tira Vanatari. Yamuna Tira Vanatari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kumja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balava Giri Varadari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adita Gadadarara Srivasade Gora Bhaktavinda. Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasade Gora Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundara, Radha Shyam Sundara Hare. Jaya Goranita, 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 Jaya Goranita. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai go Laribo, Laribo, Haribo, Nitai go Laribo.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivikacharya. Asuta Divine Grace, ISKCON founder, Acharyas, like AC Bhaktivedanta Swarupadi Ki. Jainita Lilapavistra Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribhika Acharya. Asuta Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saswamani Ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki. Nama Acharya Brahma Sarada Ki. Premisikoho Sri Krishna Tetanya Prabhu Nitnanda. Sri Advaita Gadadara Sudvasare Guru Bhaktivinoda Ki. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gugupnath Samakunda Gurudam Ki. Vrindava Dam Ki. Mathura Dam Ki. Mayapo Dam Ki. Ayodhya Mai Ki. Ganga Mai Ki. Yamuna Mai Ki. Tulasi Devi Ki. Bhakti Devi Ki. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki. Sri Sri Guranitai Ki. Radhe Shamasundra Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Netai Sri Gora Premanandi. All glories of seven devotees. All glories of seven devotees. All glories of seven devotees. All glories of your Sri Guru and Goranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Jai. Narayana Namaskritya. Narai Tava Narottamam Devi Sarasi Vyasam Dichoyaya Udirayet Nastra Paraiso Abhadresu Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loke Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should first of all offer his respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personal Godhead, Sri Narayan, and to Sri Narayana, Rishi, the supremest human being, to Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, to Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By daily attendance to the Srimad Bhagavatam and rendering service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service to the Supreme Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 28, Canto 10, Chapter 28, Text Number 7. So repeat after me. Ajanata ma mana kena mudane kaya vidana ananto yam tava patita tabavam chatum ahati. Ajanta mama kena madanikaya vidina anantuyam tavapiti tabavan shatu ahati. Ajanti ajananta mama mana kena Muda kaya vidina anantu yam tabapita tabavam shatum ahati.
Yeah. Dhanati mama kena Mudena karya bedina Mudena karya detina Anitoyam tabapita Anitoyam tabapita Tadhavam shantum ahati Tadhavapas
Matajis word to word translation. Ajata, by one who was ignorant. Mamakena, by my servant. Madena, foolish. Akayam vidina, not knowing his proper duties. Anita was brought. I am this person. Tava, your. Peter, father. Tat, that. Bavam, your good self. Shantum, ahati, should please forgive. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, by the disciples of Divine Grace, like A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Padiki. Translation. Your father, who is sitting here, was brought to me by a foolish, ignorant servant of mine who did not understand his proper duty. Therefore, please forgive us. Kindly repeat. Your father, who is sitting here, was brought to me by a foolish, ignorant servant of mine who did not understand his proper duty. Therefore, please forgive us. Purport. The word I am. This one here clearly indicates that Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, was present as Varuna was speaking. In fact, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura states that Varuna had seated Sri Nanda Maharaj, Sri Nanda, on a jewel throne and had personally worshipped him out of respect. Technically, Nanda Maharaj was correct in entering the water just before sunrise. The following explanation is given by Srila Jiva Goswami in his commentary on this first verse of this chapter. After an especially short Ekadasi, measuring only 18 hours, about 6 hours of the lunar day in which the fast has to be broken, namely the Dwadasi, had already expired before the dawn. Since at sunrise the proper time for breaking the fast would have passed, Nanda Maharaj decided to enter the water in an otherwise inauspicious time. Of course, Varuna's servant should have been aware of these technical details, which are meant for strict followers of the Vedic rituals. Above and beyond this, Nanda Maharaj was acting as the Supreme Lord's father and was therefore a most sacred person beyond the touch of insignificant cosmic bureaucrats like the foolish servant of Varuna. Om Agyana Trimadasya Gyana Gyana Salakaya Takshu Umiltam Yena Tasmae Sigarabe Namaha Sri Titaya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swaya Rupa Kada Maya Dadanti Swapadantikam. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Chapta Kantana Gorangi Radhe Vidavanuswari Visavanuswate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Karpata Rubisa Kripa Sindhu Biaye Vacha Patisana Pavanabhyo Vaisnavibhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Guravani Pratarine Nirvese Sasunya Vadi Pasatarine Jai Sri Krishna Tintaya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasare Gurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Ajananta mama kena madi sayam vidinam anantu yam tavapita tadbhavan shatum ahati. Your father, who is sitting here, was brought to me by a foolish, ignorant servant of mine, who did not understand his proper duty. Therefore, please forgive us. First of all, I want to offer my respect to obeisances, to great personalities, to allow me to sit down here so that I can say something beneficial for my purification and for the benefit of the Supreme Person of Godhead. So I would like to greet all of you with a nice prayer. Maybe all of you know it, they say it. Nana sastra vicharanakani pono sadharma samstapako lokanaita karuna tribhuvani manya sarana karo radha krishna parana vrinda bhajana nandi namataliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Ragudugu Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Ragudugu Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Ragudugu Sri Jiva Gopalako. Because all of you represent the six Goswamis, they were bound duty to spread this message to mankind. So they are what they should be worshipped. So I'm begging all of you, your blessings, to be able to see something. Okay. So yesterday, Gopal Maharaj Prabhu gave a nice description on this topic. We are reading about Nanda Maharaj being arrested by the servant of Varuna. In this text, we learn three things we should take away before we go home. One is ignorance. Two, duty. And three, forgive us. Ignorance, why? The servants of Varuna, they didn't know the exalted position of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is the father of Krishna. So he has the quality of Krishna. Why should they arrest him? They don't have the audacity to do that. So Maharaj gave class yesterday, and the Pope was in a limousine car, and he was driving himself, and the police, he was speeding, and the police came to check who is speeding. So when they opened the door, they went, he saw the Pope. Then he went to his other policeman. He said, "The Pope is riding the car. How can we arrest him?" So you cannot arrest a superior. So they stop. Same, this type of episode happened in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Ajamila was being arrested by the Yamadutas. Ajamila was a Brahmana. Ajamila's qualities are Sarmo Dharma Tapasuchan. Shanti Eva Gyana Vigyanam Astikyam Brahma Karma Sambhavajam. The qualities of a Brahmana: tolerance, peacefulness, austerity, religiosity, and wisdom. Ajamila was having all these qualities. One day his father told him, "Ajamil, go and fetch flowers so that we can do puja." When Ajamila went out in the street, what did he saw? Who know what Ajamil said? Ajamila saw in the street. Can anybody guess? Ajamila saw a prostitute and a man embracing themselves early in the morning, because Cupid can send his arrows through the mind of a devotee. So Ajamila saw this incident. He was carried away. When he went home, he was doing puja, but his mind is where the prostitute he saw. After the puja, he went to the same place, and the same prostitute, and they were standing there. Ajamila employed the prostitute in his house. His prostitute was doing everything for him, cooking, doing everything. And due to nature's law, they start begetting children. They got 10 children. The last child's name was, who knows? Narayan. So Ajamila was so attached to this small boy. Anywhere he go, when he's eating, he called Narayan, not knowing that he's chanting, unknowingly, he's chanting the holy name of Krishna. Anywhere you go, Narayan, everything is due, Narayan, let's come and eat, let's go and sleep. Every day he's chanting Narayan, he's chanting about calling the holy name of the Lord. So one day, he was about to pass away from this world. And the Yamadutas, because of the children he was having and the wife, Ajamila lost all his brahmanical qualities. He became a thief. He started plundering. He started committing all sinful reactions. So the Yamadutas came to arrest him. They tie him up to take him to the abode of Yamaraj. And immediately, 4 wonderful entities appeared. They are called Vishnu Dutas. They have yellow dhoti. They have 4 arms. They have a conch shell, a lotus flower, disc, and club. They were carrying these weapons. And they said, "Stop! Leave him." They told Ajamila, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We are here to guide you." The Vishnu Duta said, "Who gave you the audacity to stop us from our duty? Since time immemorial, we have been arresting people who are deviant of scriptural injunctions. We'll take them to Yamaraj. Today, you are coming to stop us from this duty? No, no, no. So we want to know what is the reason." So they went to their master, Yamaraj. They said, "Yamaraj, this is a surprise. Nobody has ever interrupted in our activities to arrest sinners. But today, 4 entities came from nowhere and stopped our duty. And what they said to us, they said, tell us about religious principles. If anybody who chants the name of Krishna is no more sinful, anybody who chants the name of Narayan is free from all sinful activities. This guy is chanting Narayan, Krishna mantra, he's free, leave him. So the servants asked Yamaraj. Yamaraj said, okay, tell me, who are those people? He said, these people, they look bluish in color. They have very beautiful. They said, Krishna, Narayan, once anybody who chants the name of Narayan should not be taken to Yamaraj. And Yamaraj came to his senses. He said, oh, please, those people, he chanted this mantra. He said, Jivanam Victam Bhagavam Gunai Mama Deyam Setam Chana Samasti Chak Charanam Charanavrindam Krishnaya No Mahatiyat Sitra Ekadipi Tan Anayavam Astovrit Vishnu Kriyat. He said, Yamaraj said, he said, those people, you see, they have Sika, they have Kantimala, they wear dhoti. Never approach them. They are not under my jurisdiction. They are under the jurisdiction of Lord Vishnu. Never. He said, please bring me this type of people. I read, my dear servants, please bring to me only those sinful persons who do not use their tongue to chant the holy name of the holy names and qualities of Krishna. He continues, whose hearts are not remembering the lotus feet of Krishna even once. He continues, and whose heads do not bow down even once before Lord Krishna. Send me those who do not perform their duties towards Vishnu, which are the only duties in human life. Please bring me all these foolish rascals. This is the advice Yamaraj gave to his servant. So as I was telling you people, we learned three things in this text. One, full ignorance. Two, duty. And three, forgiveness. Duty. What's our duty? We have four vanas and four ashrams. The four vanas, we have brahmanas. What is their duty? We have kshatriyas, vaisyas, and sudras. We have all duties. Like you see the head, the body? The head is the brahmana. The hands are the kshatriyas. The stomach is the vaisya. And the legs are the sudras. They all have their functions. So in the world, in the same way, we have this function. And in the ashram, we have four divisions also. We have the brahmacharis, we have the householders, or the householders, we have the vanaprastas, and we have the sannyas. So this is our duty. Our duty, all the duties, they are prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita. The brahmanas, they are giving instructions. The kshatriyas, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, they have power, heroism, courage in battle, resourcefulness. These are their duties. And the viceroys, they protect cows, they do farming, and the bank, they put money in the bank. And we have sudras. The sudras, they work for these three classes. So these servants of Varuna, they were like sudras. So they were not educated in this subject matter. So that's why they didn't do their duty nicely. And forgiveness. Now, we see, even Yama, we see Varuna, he placed Nanda Maharaj in a high seat made of gold. Why? Because he respects, he has the mentality of respecting highly advanced devotees. So he put him in a golden chair and he worshiped him. And when Krishna came, when he saw Krishna, he said, "Oh Krishna, you are welcome in my abode. Your father was arrested by my servants who are ignorant. They are fools. So please forgive me." So he begged for forgiveness. So this is a lesson for us. Whenever we commit offense to a great Vaishnava, we must beg for forgiveness. So today, we are doing Christmas marathon book distribution. I want to give you tips on how to do Sankirtan. I want to give you tips on how to distribute books. How many of you here have gone out in the streets to distribute books? How many? Wow. Clap for yourself. Congratulations. Even Prabhupada, when I was leading the Lilamrita, Prabhupada was distributing his magazines in Ujjain. Prabhupada would sometimes go to Delhi. He would distribute one magazine for a day under the hot sun. Prabhupada suffered a lot of austerity to spread this movement. We are so blessed. We are so fortunate to have Prabhupada to save us. Like for me, I'm from Africa. If not Prabhupada, like I'll still be in the village. But because of Prabhupada, I'm here today in Vrindavan, the holiest land in the whole world. This is a blessing from Prabhupada. So, now the first tip, if you want to distribute books, the first tip is, one, the beginning is always the hardest. The beginning is always the hardest. Anything you do in this world, the beginning is not easy. Anything you are doing in this world, the beginning, even a child, before he starts walking, he will fall down. But with courage, he will one day walk. Like one day, I was in Mayapur. I bought Midanga. I wanted to learn how to play Midanga. So they give me the first rhythm. For a whole day, I was trying to learn to play Midanga. My hands got swollen. I stopped. But you see the 24-hour skating boys? They play Midanga for the whole day. They are not tired. So, but the beginning, it was difficult for them. But now they get used to it. So in Sankirtan, to distribute books, before you meet somebody who will take the first book, you will attack more than 100 people. Only one person will take. It's very difficult. But as soon as one person take, it's like mystic. Your whole body become energetic. Now you have the courage to attack anybody, to give anybody. Like we in Africa, we do Sankirtan, we attack. But like in India, people come to the temple, they buy. But in other Western countries, we learn how to give people, we go to the airport, to other places, and read and distribute books. So the first thing is, the beginning is the hardest. And number two, take no's in style. Take no in style. Many people will say no. You give me the book, no. No. No, I don't want. No, I'm not interested. So take the no's in style. Anybody say no, Yes, sir. Thank you. Somebody say no. Say, oh, thank you. Somebody say no. Continue. Don't give up. Just continue. You meet somebody who will say yes. So this is the second clue. Take no's in style. Three. Commitment brings contentment. Commitment brings contentment. Contentment means satisfaction. If you are committed to something, when you are doing it, you feel happy. Just see the 24-hour Ketan boys, when they are playing and singing, they are so absorbed in it. They are so happy. They are used to it. They are committed their life. 24 hours a day, they are there. I used to come in the evening. They are there. You come in the night. They are there. So they are committed. And they got satisfaction from this commitment. Anything you do in this world, if you are committed to that thing, you get satisfaction. So commitment brings contentment. So like me, I will not say, I've been doing Sankirtan for the past. This is my spiritual master. He's called Shivas. He trained me from childhood. Everything I'm doing today, the credit goes to him. Adibos. Thank you. So I'm so indebted to him. So I used to go Sankirtan. At one time, he was president and I was commander. So I used to go Sankirtan. I come back in the night. So he said to the other devotees when they read Sankirtan reports in the morning, "You say, you see this Pavitra? He wake up in the morning, do his commander work, do everything, go on Sankirtan, come back midnight, and he wake up for Mangalite. A lot of you people are sleeping in the temple. Are you not ashamed?" So the other devotees wake up. They start going, following my example. So this is one of the clues. I go Sankirtan almost every day. From temple program, Prashad. This is my friend. He asks me, "Where are you going?" I say, "I'm going on Sankirtan." If you go Loy Bazaar, you go Banka Bihari, it's like ISKCON temple. Well, as soon as they see me, "Hare Krishna, hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna," they call me Kalia. "Hey, Kalu, hey, Kalia." But I'm happy for that. Because when they see a devotee, they become happy, they become purified. So that's clue number three. Number four, don't give up. Never give up. There are many obstacles. I have gone to cell 5 times. They put me in the cell because of distributing books, but I will never give up. My Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Swami, he was the first to be sent to Russia. In those days, Russia was USSR, Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. So he was doing Sankirtan and they arrested him. So they put him in a place. So he got a call from his God brothers. He said, How are you doing? How are you managing? He said, "I'm all right. I'm enjoying. I'm happy. Once I can chant my rounds, I can do my japa more. I'm happy." So one of the officers had him, said, "This man is enjoying here. Send him away." Send him away. So this is how he was released. Yeah, he never gave up. And when he came, he was doing almost big preachings all over the world. That's never give up. This is the only way we can become happy in this Krishna consciousness, by helping others. Five. This one is very important. Life is not logic. Life is magical. Life is not logic. Life is magical. We may be thinking, "Oh, I want to be a sannyas, like brahmacharis think, or other devotees think. I want to be temple president." But you may have this logic, but Krishna is not pleased, it's not your karma. You will never be. Never. There is no logic. Krishna has to play his magic. And anything Krishna do in life, in any devotee, is magical. How Krishna became magical? Krishna is called in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 72. Sanyaya told Dhritarashtra. He said, Dhritarashtra said, I have 100 children. Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Bhishmadev, all these Amharatis, they are on my side. And the Pandavas, they are only 5. So tell me, when they fight, who is going to win? And Sanyaya said, yes. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sakshit Ananda. No. Yatra Yogishwara Krishna Yatra Pato Danudara Tatra Sivayobuti Dhruvaniti Mati Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjun, the supreme archer, there is opulence, victory, extraordinary powers, and morality. That's my opinion. He said, no! How? My children, 100, and these Pandavas, they are 5. How can you say that? You think because I'm blind, I don't see? Sanyaya said, once there is Krishna, nobody can defeat the Pandavas. Nobody. Nobody can defeat the Pandavas. In the last episode, before the battle, the last fight between Duryodhana and Bhishmadev, Duryodhana told his mother, he said, mother, tomorrow is the D-Day. My greatest enemy, I'm going to fight him tomorrow. Please, give me blessings. Because Gandhari was married to a blind king, so she blindfold herself. And her eyes became powerful. So she said, come and meet me in the night. But when you are coming, come naked. Don't wear anything. You hear? So, the plan was to protect Duryodhana. Immediately, Duryodhana get up from his room, trying to go meet his mother, just like a fear going to Balaram Hall. As soon as he bent a curve, zing, he met the Supreme Person of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna smiled. Ha! Oh, my dear one, you are from a good race. How can you go to meet your mother at night, naked? The scriptures say one should not stay with his daughter, even your mother, or any woman in a secluded place. So why are you going to meet your mother like this? Oh, no, remember, think. You are a mature guy. Don't do that. At least, cover yourself. Take gamcha and cover yourself. And Duryodhana said, okay, maybe it's true. So he went and take a gamcha and cover himself. So when he went, the mother said, you have come? He said, yes. He said, okay, stand. And she opened her eyes. It's like fire. Electrify. His whole body become like iron. But the mother looked. He said, ah! Why do you wear this gamcha? He said, Lord Krishna told me. He said, oh! This Krishna man is a bad guy. He has cheated you. This is going to be your weak point. If you die, this is the place you will die. So when the last day for the fight, when they were fighting, still, so that we can know that our power, that is not our power, it's from Krishna. They fight for 18 days. Nobody defeats. Duryodhana was trained by Balaram. And Bhima was trained by Who is the teacher? Dronacharya. Thank you, Prabhu. So Bhima is strong. Duryodhana is skillful. So when we are fighting, it was a difficult fight. So the last day, Bhima told Krishna, "Krishna, I cannot defeat this guy." But Krishna knows. He said, "Tomorrow when you are fighting, look at me. I'll give you a sign on how you can defeat me." So when they are fighting, the fighting was going on. When they hit Duryodhana, he will bury himself inside the ground, but he will come back. His head will not crack because his head has been energized. And Krishna look at Bhima and say, "Here, hit here." Still, Bhima was trying to use his own strength. He didn't want to listen to Krishna. They were fighting. Krishna said, here. So now, as soon as Duryodhana jumped, Bhima hit on the thigh, and all the ties were broken and he fell down. He said, "Oh Krishna." Krishna said, "I'm not biased." Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita 16:23, Yasastra vidim otesya vantante karma karata nasasidimava ploti nasukam naparam gatim. He will discuss scriptural injunctions and act according to his own whims. We neither attain perfection, nor happiness, nor the supreme destination. He said, "You know the atrocity you have done to the Pandavas? This is your pay." So now, the last one. Yesterday, Prabhu said it. Always listen to the unheard. Always listen to the unheard. Many people have their own problems. You go meet them to give them a book. Maybe somebody has robbed them on the way. Maybe they've got divorce. Maybe he has been sacked from his job. And he's going his way and you go attack him. Take this book. So first, you try to understand. "Well, oh, sir. Good morning, sir. How are you? We are giving out these books today. These are books of... they are spiritual books. They help to give you wisdom and knowledge." So he will say, "No." You listen to him, his problem, then you can be able to give him advice. Like one time I met somebody who was trying to hang himself. He was trying to hang himself because he was staying in Europe and he was deported. He was married, he stayed in Europe and he was deported. With nothing. He only came with small pants. So he wanted to hang himself. So I met him doing Sangeeta and I said, "Why?" He said, "I'm so disappointed in this world. All my property, everything I have, I don't have anything. Why is the purpose of my living? I suppose I should die." So I told him, I said, "No. I said this thing happened to me." You know, sometimes a devotee lie. I was in America. I was also deported. But when I came across these books, I read them. Oh, I got to know the real answer of life. That everything in this world is nothing. Only when you have God, then you are happy. Then he said, "Maybe I'll try." Then I invite him to the temple. He start coming. Today, he's a good devotee. He has 2 children. And our farm manager community in Africa is in charge. So this is how when you listen to people's problems, you give them a good solution. So maybe you have questions, comments, corrections. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes, Prabhupada is very happy to hear the book distribution and Sankirtan scores. It always brought great pleasure. They were preaching in South Africa and also Satsuru Maharaj Vidyananda in America were doing preaching work like that. So the Sankirtan is difficult because our own ego, you know, due to embarrassment or feeling unsure, I don't want to approach somebody, I don't want to bother somebody, you know, I feel awkward. So how do we put aside our sentimentality and weakness? Although we have to be humble,
yeah.
But then how to become enthusiastic to really present when people are so many no's are coming and so many difficulties with the weather, with the police, and with people in general? How do we convince the mind that we should be out there doing the book distribution and not go home in a warm, nice, cozy room?
Thank you, Prabhu. This is our most dear temple president. Yeah, he has all the qualities of a Kshatriya. I never see him annoyed. He's always smiling.
For the next meeting.
So, very nice question. Maybe I'll try to give some answer. One day, I told my Guru Maharaj, I said, when I go on Sankirtan, you know, I came from a Christian community. So when I give people book, and they said, no, Christ is the only way. Though I start arguing with them, they will fight. We'll fight. I fight many times in the street. That I told my Guru Maharaj. He said, no. He said, look, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 42. Sadmo Dharma Tapas Ucham. He said, this, put, make it a garland and wear on your neck. So when you are going out, you should know that you are going on a battlefield. If you want to see cancer, if you want to see Irahakasipo, you don't see them in the temple. When you go out, though, you see them. When you go out, you see them. A demon is not one with horns. Those you see, they wear nice coats, nice suits. They are the demons. Why? Because they don't follow religious principles. They break all the principles. So when you go attack them to give them books, you must first, your sadhanas will be good. Anytime I don't finish my rounds, when I go Sankirtan, I got chastisement. Anytime I don't finish 16 rounds, when I go out on Sankirtan, I get troubles. Anytime I don't come to Mangarati, when I go Sankirtan, I get a failure. Anytime I don't come and see the deities, when I go Sankirtan, it's a failure. So if you want to be strong in book distribution, your sadhana should be very perfect. Your sadhana should be good. Then the second thing is, you have to be humble. Sometimes I used to kneel down to some people to just beg them, take this book. As big as I used to kneel down to some people, please take this book. And I have a strategy. When I go out in the streets, when I try to give out books, they don't take. I dance. People know me. I can dance. So I dance for the Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You know, in India, they like to see something wonderful or something funny. So they all come and surround. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. They come. They are just be giving them out the books. Take. Give donation. When you are distributing books, don't price the books. Outside there, don't price. You may be surprised. A book like this somebody can give you 10 rupees if you ask for donation. And a small book, somebody can give you 1,000 rupees. Just a small book. You don't price, you ask for donation. People are very proud outside there. When you say donation, say, ah, yes, I'll donate for God. They will give. But when you price it, they'll say, oh, this maybe they sell it cheaper in the shop or in the temple. So this is one of the techniques. You have to be your sadhana. Am I right? So first, your sadhana should be strong. then you have to be humble. Humility is very nice. When you become humble, you can do anything in this world. When you become proud, Krishna will bring you down. Any other question? Any comments? Yes, brother.
So thank you very much, Amitra Prabhu. Actually, Amitra Prabhu stands out as one of Srila Prabhupada's dear servant. Since he joined this movement, he has always been a good distributor. He has always distributed Prabhupada's books from the very day he joined the movement till this very moment. A single day does not pass and he does not give out a book. If he doesn't give out a book, it means his day is wasted. Even as a student at VHIE, after classes in the evening, he would go out and sell books. It's an example of Srila Prabhupada's spiritual warrior. So, Africa, we are very proud of him for doing this service for many, many, many years. I think about 35, 34 years he's doing this service. He's a powerful person. Thank you very much for this service.
Any more questions or comments? It's time. Thank you very much. Please forgive my anything I didn't say right, so please forgive me. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution King.
Jai!